Chinese media, Biden will stop U.S. allies from confronting Beijing. By Simon Kent on December 7, 2020. A Joe Biden White House will be happy to intercede on Beijing's behalf and silence criticism of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, by U.S. allies, an official China state media outlet claimed Monday. Pointing to the lack of reaction from the Biden camp to China's continued excoriation of long-term U.S. allies like Australia, an op-ed in the CCP mouthpiece Global Times asserted the silence is indicative of Biden compliance because there is no legitimate reason for Biden to back up Australia's condemnation against China. The piece asserts Biden will be able to apply pressure on Australia to tone down its opposition to Beijing in the Indo-Pacific by simply calling for it to obey orders, it said. Many observers tend to believe that the Biden administration will to some extent ease tensions with China in the future. If so, Australia, the current anti-China pioneer, will very likely find itself in a predicament while laying bare its strategic misjudgments. If Biden adjusts U.S.-China policy, this will force Canberra to reflect and change its previous calculations with Beijing. It goes on to outline the future of U.S.-China relations under a Joe Biden administration will be marked by the normal track of ties with China marked by non-confrontation. Unlike Trump's team with Pompeo, the Biden administration will not expect Australia to treat China in a radical manner with brinksmanship actions that undercut the economy of everyday Aussies. Biden will surely hope U.S. allies, including Australia, to keep pace with the U.S. in general and coordinate closely with U.S. strategies. China's nervousness about Australia and its eagerness to see Joe Biden triumph comes at the end of a year where Canberra has been happy to step up and challenge Beijing on any number of topics. From increased Chinese military activity in the Indo-Pacific region to the global spread of the coronavirus and China's refusal to close or police its regional wet markets, the Australian government has been pressing Beijing hard. Australia was also the first country to block China's Huawei telecom giant from supplying equipment for its 5G network while Australian warships have been working with the U.S. Navy to curb Chinese aggression in contested waters. China's response has been to threaten Australia's trade interests while portraying Canberra as unblinking lackeys of the U.S. in the Pacific, even going to the extent of manufacturing images of alleged war crimes by Australian soldiers on foreign battlefields. China sees an end coming soon to an outspoken Australia in the Asia-Pacific, as the Global Times notes. It foresees a time when tensions with China will be welcome to serve U.S. interests, with Joe Biden as president. Obey Beijing. Do not challenge China's assumed economic superiority and open your domestic markets without restraint. These are the three key instructions issued in an op-ed published last month by the Global Times, as Breitbart News reported. Put simply, the Global Times warned resistance to Beijing is futile and Joe Biden, if he does eventually take the White House, should obey. Any other course of action will be frowned upon by the CCP dictatorship well used to having Joe Biden as a welcome visitor. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.